So the last function of a HR manager, the sixth function, is industrial relations. An industrial relation refers to the relationship between the employer and the employee. So good industrial relations is important because it improves morale and motivation within a business. Productivity is increased. There's less risk of strikes and reduction in labor turnover. So if you get on well with your employer, you're going to be happy going into work and you're going to be more motivated to work for them than if you didn't get on with them. If you are happy in your work, then you're going to produce more, you're going to work harder, so you're going to have higher productivity. If you get on with your employer, there's going to be very little arguments between you, so there's going to be less risk of having a strike, so not working. And then if you don't like an employer, you might leave that job, so it'll be high labor turnover. So that's going to reduce because your relationship is good between the employer and the employee. How a business can promote positive industrial relations then? So the following are some examples. So they can train managers to deal with HR, human resources problems, so they can resolve them quickly. They can recruit staff with positive attitudes, providing proper training and development. They can communicate honestly with their staff and regularly. They can have a clear grievance procedure for staff and management to follow when conflicts arise. So a step-by-step approach that both management and employees know that they can follow if there is a problem. Train managers to deal with human resource problems so they can resolve them quickly. I said already, so there's four of them there. So one, train managers to deal with human resource problems so they can resolve them quickly. Two, recruit staff with positive attitudes. Three, communicate regularly and honestly with staff. And four, have a clear grievance procedure. So that is your sixth and final function of a HR manager, why it's important and how to promote it within the business for positive industrial relations.